Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday, everybody. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Wow, the last few moments have been like a bad Frasier episode. Sunday is young Andrew, who is no longer young's 30th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So today is DGS birthday for Andrew, and we got him a beautiful, beautiful Garfield cake.
It is incredible. I'm crazy about it. I'm looking at it upside down because I am having it on the board at the moment.
Rachel ordered pizza for everyone. And it was supposed to be here a while ago, and it just got here at the very moment we brought the cake in, so that's the way things go.
I almost tackled you as you walked in with the beautiful cake because I was trying to answer the phone, like, hello, is my pizza here?
Did you bring me the pizza yet?
Dave, who made the pizza? Because it is really super cute.
Cake?
Cake. And who did make the pizza? I'm hoping that it's
My good friend Susie at Susie G. Susie G's cakes are, it's in O'Fallon on Highway K. She's not only the official DGS cake maker, but the official DG cake maker. She's made all of the Glover family birthday cakes. Really talented, really great cakes. We'll post some pictures on social media of the cake. And also, really good cakes.
Yeah, so, it's an awesome cake.
Unfortunately for you, Sue, it's chocolate.
Yeah, that's okay. But saves me.
You can scrape some icing.
That's true. I'll scrape some icing.
I think the key quote that I'd like this wonderful, touching moment to be remembered by is me standing here with my phone in my hand and going, I don't know what to do right now. Because there's a beautiful cake that's for me, and then, but then also there's the poor. I don't want to like keep the poor pizza guy waiting downstairs.
So Rach ran down to get the pizza.
Answer the phone and go, it's my birthday. Hold on.
Like, I basically did. I was like,
turning 30, dude.
I was like, hello. I'll be down in a minute. There's cake now.
Happy birthday to me. Stand by.
I'm very excited to cut the cake.
Listen, I am too.
Listen, Mr. Emo.
All right, I'm going to take a picture before somebody eats it.
Listen, Mr. Emo, let me tell you what you can do for my birthday.
Yeah, let's get Andrew. Andrew, hold the pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cake! Why does everybody keep
calling? Why do we keep saying that? People are going to be calling Susie G asking for a large hunk pizza.
No kidding.
All right, get behind that, Andrew. Or hold it up or something.
I am going
to. Oh, boy.
Please don't drop it.
I won't drop it.
Video this.
Oh, my gosh, I'm very nervous. Okay. Okay, that's really cute.
I thought you could throw something at me.
Yeah. What if Rachel never came back?
Yeah, you getting worried?
Then it really would be like a Frasier episode. Then Sue goes after her and Sue never comes back.
I feel like it's... I feel
there
like it's
is.
Oh, yeah.
Come back.
We're back.
All right.
Oh, I love how not perfect this is. It's cute of Dave. I'll send it to Rachel.
Here you go, my card.
All right, what happened while I was gone?
Nothing, just lots of, you know, discombobulation.
Did we talk about how it couldn't have went any worse?
No, we didn't.
We planned?
No.
It's a card, big card.
Best laid plans.
Huge card.
When do you want me to light the candles?
Let's do it now.
All righty.
Do we get a good picture?
Of the pizza?
Well, you look good, the and cake. The cake looks good, but Andrew's in motion, and it's kind of great.
So I saw a bunch of movement behind me, so I thought Dave was going
to,
like, lean me in the back of the head with something.
Oh, look how great that is.
And I thought I was going to drop the cake.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
So I was really hoping to get the pizza here before the show started, and the plan was to surprise Andrew with the cake. And as soon as Dave was walking in with the cake, Andrew goes, oh, the pizza's here, and starts walking to the door.
He
and
just
I'm like, no, come around the board. I'll get it.
All right, we're going to sing, right?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
All All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, this sounds really bad.
Happy birthday, dear Andrew. Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
Nice. Yay. Happy birthday.
Happy 30th. Well, Sunday's his birthday, but.
If you look at the picture, they put today's Andrew's birthday on it because I think they were worried that if I was like, it's Garfield's birthday?
No, it's a comic strip. See in the corner, Garfield's like, who cares?
Who cares?
Classic me. Garf.
He wouldn't. I've said before, I'm documented. He would bully me. He would be no fan of mine. I'll tell you that right now. What you missed, Rachel, is you missed it. We all kept calling it pizza, even though it was cake, because we were all stuck on the pizza. So
Sue's like where did you get the pizza? I'm like, Susie G's special pizza.
Sue asked where he got the super cute pizza.
Yeah.
And then Dave goes, go get a picture with the pizza.
I can't wait to hear that.
Let's cut it.
Yeah, it looks great.
All right, let's cut it.
The tools are on my desk.
Chop it up.
I'll go get it.
Tony will leave this time.
Yeah.
Man, I thought I had it all planned. That's why,
we had it all planned out.
Perfect by 2 minutes.
At 2:30, Andrew was like, what's your address again for the pizza? And I was like, oh, I was hoping to have it by 3. Like, trying not to show too much emotion, but I was like, dang, this could be really bad.
Aw.
Well, happy birthday on Sunday. 30 is a big one.
I know. I've been talking crap for about... How long have I been able to talk? 27 years? About how I'm not going to have
Didn't
a
talk
crisis.
Till 3, huh?
That seems a little
know
old.
Talk.
That's like, see, this explains everything he's been making up for lost time.
Yeah. When he was 4 years old, he just went, hey!
I've been talking since I was able to talk at age 15, age 21, that I'm not going to have a crisis about turning 30. I'm not going to be like one of those people who gets all like, meh, about it. And then like 4 or 5 days ago, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I think that
one probably more than any other affects most people.
You know what's funny? We had this conversation off the air like a week or two ago, and I think that was kind of like the igniting spark because I was like, "Yeah, I'm not worried about it," and you guys were all like, "Oh no, that's the big one." And I was like, "What is it? No, it's not the big one." But no, it's good. 30's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
There's not. It's fine.
It really doesn't matter. It's just a number.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
I have one more year left in my 20s. I'm like, you're fine. And meanwhile, next year, I'm going to be having a meltdown.
Yeah. I think that's what R. Kelly was singing about in Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Katie G just texted me. Thanks, Dave. I'm still blushing, and we make cakes that look like pizzas. So
thank you.
That's what we should have done.
Have you guys seen that viral video that's been going around the last couple of days where it's like household items, and it turns out they're actually cakes?
There's a million videos.
There's
like
a
that.
Yeah, there's show a like that now on Netflix, which I won't watch because I'm not interested in like bananas made of.
I saw
dirt.
That the other day.
Rachel,
I
that's
wondered...
what we should get Dave for his birthday this year. We should get him like a
something that fools you.
Yeah, like a new pair of Warby Parker glasses, and just cut
these glasses. These glasses are getting way too much attention.
They're
they
a hit.
Nice.
They look great.
Did you guys do the glasses talk without me?
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
I was going to ask.
You just brought it up.
Okay, good. Because I was going
to
ask.
These are the ones
that
I had to take the terrible photos with the credit card.
Gotcha. So those are the new, but those are new glasses.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I like
great.
Them.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you. Yeah, I have cheaters that look sort of like this. And Nick came home one day and he's like, you look really good in those. You look like Malcolm X.
They do look like Malcolm X glasses.
Yeah. Okay, it's my lifelong dream.
I'm not necessarily going to say that you look like him. There's some key differences, but they are very fetching glasses.
Fetching is the new word of the show. They're fetching. Like 5 times this week. Wow, you do look, those are uncanny.
We're literally making fetch happen.
So you have plenty of cake for home, too.
Yes, well...
And the neighbors inside the gated community.
Are you going to eat the little Garfield?
Are you guys going to eat any of this? I thought this was all. I mean, you know, it's my birthday. No, I'm kidding.
And I'm going to take this
cake. I was
going to
be
home.
Really conflicted.
No. I will take. I don't have to eat the little Garfield. I will eat the little Garfield.
Dude, it's your cake.
I think you should have
okay.
the little Garfield.
All right. Let me take one more picture of it because it's so beautiful.
It
and
is
we
beautiful.
Also, we don't have to cut it. If you like the cake that much.
No, I'm kidding.
Good, because totally we have to.
Totally kidding. Because, this thing can't just be here. I can't just look at it.
No, that being eaten.
Mm-mm. That's a great garf. She did a great job.
Do you have cutting implements? And if so, why aren't you using them?
You found a spatula.
So what are you doing for your 30th?
Rich breath. I could get a knife. Can you cut
with
that?
That's a good
cutter. Yeah, you can cut with this. It's just a
it's like the perfect cake server.
I don't know what I'm doing for my 30th.
You should eat that whole corner.
I'm doing some stuff probably within the next weekend or two. But this weekend, I think I'll just take everything nice and easy, you know. Have a few existential crises, you know. Sit in the shower,
It is a bummer to have your 30th during COVID. Not that you were going to go, like, have a rager or anything, but you would like the option, you know?
Yeah, the option is what's like, oh my God.
Are we
going to
post this?
Yeah.
That's great.
Man, that's a big piece of cake.
That is a way bigger piece of cake than what's on the cake.
I love it.
On the cake, I was like, yeah, I'll take this little tiny square. This is bigger than the plate.
I love it.
Which part would you guys all like?
Oh, any part's fine.
You guys want more icing, less icing?
Yeah, just cut a few.
Alrighty.
Are you surprised?
I am very surprised.
Did you think we didn't know or care?
So I had, I suspected that maybe because I had the printer explode on me earlier and I was walking to the sink to try and like wash all the ink off my clothes, which did not work. And you guys were like darting behind pillars. So I wondered if maybe...
They're very subtle. I can't
messed that up pretty bad. Dave, we were walking out to talk to Tony about the cake.
Mm.
And that made me feel so like guilty that I saw Andrew and I literally like turned on my heel and like speed walked back to the office.
There's no one in this room I'd commit a crime with.
She did kind of a slide. And then you...
I feel like
you kind of... Because you looked at her, I think. You were like...
Yeah, okay.
And then you looked back at me, kind of like this, and I was like, hey, Dave, and you were like, hi, and just kept
hello, walking. Normal day. Nice Friday we're having. Nothing
greetings.
Special about it.
Salutations. Hail and well met.
So no big plans? No big dinner? No?
I'll have dinner with my parents, and then my my goodly brother is coming.
Oh, my God, that's 10 times bigger than I need.
Coming, that's
dude,
cool.
I know. This cake is huge.
Rach, how much of that do you want?
I'll take half of it. Just
okay.
Cut it in.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll do that one. Okay.
Well,
fell right on its
all
head.
Right. It's his birthday. Let's give him a break. He's allowed to spill cake all over the studio.
All
if
day
he wants.
I fail.
You want 1 ton?
Absolutely.
Okay. You want a big one or you want like their size?
You know,
the polite piece or the.
Isn't it weird? I've known you a third of your life.
You give
yes,
me
it's
whatever
extremely
you
weird.
Weird.
Wow, that is.
That's part of my crisis. Is like I've been here for like, and I love it. I mean, I have no issue with that. But it's like,
yeah,
weird to think about.
Yeah.
This has really been your only like, only long term situation as far as employment. Like, I don't want to be like this has been your only job, but this
no,
has been
much.
The job
this
of
has
your life. For
been
sure.
The only job I've had for more than you know like 8-9 months.
So you should break your chocolate rule.
No, I can't.
Man,
do it.
Man, it's good.
Is it? Oh,
what's your chocolate beef?
No caffeine.
It's a drug.
Yeah, no caffeine.
Do you do that because you're anti-drug, or you just don't want any caffeine in your body?
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I'd say both.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what they say.
What
drugs are pretty fun.
You want this?
Where did I put the forks? Oh, here they are.
No. Okay.
Okay, for the rest of this segment, you guys are just going to listen to us eat cake.
Yeah.
Joe McGruff, the
how about
dog
I go
says.
To break and
okay.
We can collect ourselves?
That will allow me to get some milk.
Okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DTS, happy Friday. Just about 3:30. Happy 30th birthday to Andrew on Sunday. Thanks again to Susie G for doing a beautiful cake.
And delicious.
Yeah.
That is quality.
Can I talk on this cake for a minute? Number one.
Is that what the kids say these days?
It's what the kids... Let me speak on this.
Yo, let me speak on this.
Let me talk on this cake.
Let me spit on this cake for
I'm going to let you finish, but Susie G's makes the most delicious cake of all time.
Yeah. Can I orate on this pie for just a second?
I struggle to just... Like, it's so... Much,
yeah, you don't want to cut into it.
I don't even know exactly how to word it. So the most important thing that I want to get out there and I want people to know is that there is like a layer, a very, very thin layer of like fudge in between the icing and the cake itself.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I think that's why it tastes so incredible. And I'm sorry if I'm giving away your trade secrets. But
she's like, No one else has figured that out about the fudge.
There goes the business.
As soon as she heard me say, let me talk on this cake, she's like, he's going to, I swear to God.
Yeah, I know he's going
to
dig it up.
Let me speak
I swear
on
to
this.
God, if he says the fudge. But it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And I think that's partly why.
Good.
Yeah.
Should be even better when it's been in the fridge for a while. I'm a big fridge cake guy.
I'm not a fridge cake person. I don't like anything cold generally.
Man, I was feeling bad earlier today because I knew it was a chocolate cake and I. Complete. Whenever we were like discussing this, Sue wasn't in studio, and I just felt bad. And I had a piece of white cake that I had made. Basically, on Sunday, I baked a cake. I ate half of it, and I threw the rest of it in the trash. But I did save one piece.
And was it? Didn't you bake a cake for the purposes of bringing it in so we could all have it?
Yeah, but then I started eating it, and it was mine. And I had the one like pretty large piece left. And last night, I went at it a little bit, but it was like still sanitary. And I'm like, I'm gonna take a look at that piece of cake to see if it's presentable to Sue. And I like opened the aluminum foil ball that it was crumpled into, and I'm like, I can like it's more. More insulting to bring her this than to not let her have it.
I think you're right.
You give it to her in your hand like this, like, here you go. I made this for you.
I'm happy to eat the piece of that pizza.
Oh, I forgot we had pizza.
Oh, there's pizza.
We all had cake before our pizza.
Give me a ruling on this.
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe baked banana bread the other day, and it's really good. I love banana bread.
Dang, me too.
And I forgot all about it, like 3 days later in the fridge, and I was hungry, and I'm like, oh, banana bread. So I took it out, put butter on it, like normal people do, put it in the microwave for a few seconds, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Phoebe acted like I was a serial killer for putting butter on banana bread.
Butter on any kind of bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That's what you do.
Wait a minute. Does she prefer peanut butter? Is that the issue? Some people put peanut butter on it. She just thought it was weird
to put anything on it.
Oh, no, no.
I mean, I'm not really a banana bread person, but I put butter on like my muffins and stuff.
Oh, so good.
It's pretty
so
common,
good.
I feel
butter
like.
And bread are...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something wrong with her. Yeah.
Butter and bread are the bread and butter of...
You know, that just goes to... That just... You know what, though? That just goes to show you that, you know, she's probably, for whatever reason, never seen anybody do that.
Mm-hmm.
So to her, it's real weird. I go through that kind of stuff with Grace and Maggie and James sometimes, that they just... You know, something that's so normal and common, they've just never experienced it or seen it. So they're like, what?
Susie, just let me know that that was special for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It tasted special.
It did. Is James a big baker? You bake a lot of bread?
Yeah, he's baking constantly. Yeah. Grace is out of control baking these days.
I just pictured James in nothing but a diaper and an apron.
Look,
right?
While we're being
honest,
a
wooden spoon.
I can't tell you how many times, at least three or four times in the last month or so, Grace has baked something, brownies, a cake, cookies, something. And I've thought, all right, I got to set this aside because I'm going to bring in some for everybody. And by the time I set it all aside, the whole family looks at me like, what? No, you're not. And I'm like, okay, you're right. They're all staying here. So you guys have been supposed to get brownies and cookies. And
I was so spoiled.
Never made it in.
And just classic kid. My mom was a really good baker. I'm sure she still is, but she doesn't do it anymore. But I'm talking literally every day. It was a cherry pie or chocolate cake or chocolate chip cookies or like every day. Every single day, it was like Andy Griffith. She would have pies cooling on the windowsill, and all I wanted were ding-dongs.
Right.
And I would be so crappy. When I was like 13, I'd just be like, yeah, I wish I just had a ho-ho.
Yeah.
And she made everything from scratch.
Yeah. I don't want your gross homemade chocolate pie that just got out of the oven. It's amazing.
I want something I can unwrap.
I want a Twinkie.
James in his little apron, and then when you're like, what are you making today, James? He's like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Don't talk to
chocolate
me.
Something.
Don't talk to me right now.
Don't talk to me.
Rach, what are your COVID gripes?
Oh, you know, I hate to be this person, but allow me. I'm just tired of everything being hard. I get that it's like extra precautions and stuff, but I was at Target the other day, and I love Target, not to bag on Target, but they have one
entrance. It's like bagging on your boyfriend.
They have one entrance open, and everyone's going in and out of that door. And to me, it's worse than having both entrances open and making one entrance and one an exit.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any
funneling
sense.
Funneling everyone into the same spot doesn't seem right.
And no one cares. No customer is like, I'm going to hang right to social distance. Everyone's just walking in, looking at their phones. So I'm getting closer to people than I do in most scenarios. And then today I was picking up a prescription from a pharmacy that was like curbside only. And they were great. It didn't take long. But they told me, like, when you get here, call and we'll run it out. And I had to call like 10 times because the line was busy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, if I were in a huge hurry, like, I just wouldn't even be able to get this because it would be extremely frowned upon to walk up there and knock on the door. It just like little things like that. I know I'm just complaining.
Yeah, we're all sick of it.
You would just think that after all these months, we would have better systems in place than like, yeah, the only way to do it is to call us when you show up.
We haven't. I'm of two minds. In some ways, I'm incredibly impressed with all of this. And in other ways, I'm like, we should be better by now. Right? Mm-hmm. I think the next couple months are going to be everything. Fauci is complaining now that the president hasn't talked to him. He hasn't briefed him in months. You know, Trump is unloading on Fauci. It's just not good. It's not good. And meanwhile, COVID doesn't give a rat's ass. Mm-hmm. It has no idea who any of these people are. It's just doing its thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And every single person goes about it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no uniform.
No.
I mean, every single person. Earlier this week, what was it? Last Monday, not this past Monday, but last Monday, so almost 2 weeks ago, I think is when the mask, St. Louis County and St. Louis City mask requirement went into place. If you're in public, if you're in a indoor in a public place, or even outside at a place that you are unable to social
distance. And that's city and county, right?
Yeah, you're required to wear a mask. So I didn't, because we don't go very many places, try to stay out of stores as much as possible. It had been over a week that law had been in place before I finally went somewhere, and it was a gas station. Went in to get a soda and, pay for gas or whatever. And I remembered at the last second, like I was getting out of my car, because usually if I'm going into, I've talked about this before, which again makes no sense, not trying to defend myself or anything like that. This is dumb. Usually it all throughout this experience, if I'm running in and out of a place, I don't always put my mask on. If I'm going to be in there for any amount of time.
I can't get or give COVID in 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If I'm just walking in, getting one thing, and I know I'm going to be in and out in a minute, I don't always put my mask on. If I'm going to be in there for a while, I always have my mask. So this was the first time. I was at a gas station, and I was literally getting out of the car and getting ready to walk in and went, oh, the law is in place now. So I grab my mask, and I put it on, and I walk in, and there's probably a dozen people in there. And not a single one of them has a mask on. And it's the law now.
This is the
first time with the law in place. And not one person had it on. And I went, oh, okay. So the law is the new requirements not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And I felt silly because I'm the one person with a mask on.
I realized the other day that although I understand pretty well why we wear masks, I'm a big fan of wearing masks. Mm-hmm. I think it's for everyone's good. But I realized personally, I am choosing to wear a mask or not based almost exclusively on social norms. Mm. That there's a disconnect in my brain. I know people that have COVID. I know people that have had COVID.
Yeah.
I know people that have died of COVID. I just don't think of it as, I better put my mask on so I don't get COVID, or I don't give it in case I have it.
Yeah, you think.
I just think.
I better put it on
because everyone else has it. Yeah. 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 Isn't that weird?
I know.
I have a really, the first few weeks of this, every day I knew I had COVID. Like, everything I touched, I'm like, hands covered in COVID. Mm-hmm. Like, when we were doing our DGS Olympics, mm-hmm. remember people were calling us out, like, Dave just, like, bit his fingernails and handed something to Rachel and blah, blah, blah. And back then, I was convinced I'm getting COVID. Now, for some reason, I'm like, this is not possible. And that's when you get it.
You got a gold medal from those games.
Damn right I did.
Sweet.
Earned it.
That's right.
The other night, in the middle of the night, I woke up. I said,
where's my medal?
No. I woke up and I thought, did Tony throw that so that I would win?
Wow.
And knowing that you stay up all night, I almost texted you.
You should have.
Like,
that
I was just,
hilarious.
It screwed me up so bad. Like, am I that guy now?
He totally did.
Like the telltale heart just gleaming in the darkness.
My competitive heart would never allow
good.
Me to throw.
Good, good.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm back, guys. DGS 345. We're going to play a lot of games today because it's Friday and who cares. So we're going to do some pyramid. Rachel put them together. She is in the idiot box, so she's going to run it. Rachel, take it away.
Sure. Would someone like to read the categories?
Tony.
Yeah, I'll be happy to. Category number one, in my past life. Category number two, it's his birthday and he'll cry if he wants to. Number three, all the president's men. Number four, DGS Rewind. Number five, it would be so expensive to change the name. Dot, dot, dot. And number six, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Andrew and Sue, do you want to try to make up for yesterday's debacle?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think
okay.
we should.
We can do it.
All right, you guys can go first as well.
All right. Which one do you want?
Are we going to let him win or do we have to?
No, we're going to slap.
You two are incapable of letting people win.
Yeah.
Oh! So wait a minute. What happens here? I'm confused. One of you has to take your headphones
yeah.
off, right?
Yeah
we're just trying to pick
yeah,
a category. Okay, how about...
This should only take about an hour.
You don't know what you got till it's gone, Andrew.
You don't know what you got till it's gone. Do you want to give first,
gone.
Sue?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. The subcategory of you don't know what you got till it's gone
turn
is...
Turn down your headphones.
Everybody turn down just a smidgen.
Mm-hmm. Turn down your headphones.
The subcategory is stuff COVID changed.
Stuff COVID changed, Andrew.
Okay. And go.
You're listening to...
Nope,
wait,
that's the
that's
wrong
the
thing.
Wrong button.
And go. Oh, concerts.
Live music.
Concerts.
Buffets.
When you eat a bunch of food at a restaurant, it's all laid out in a...
Buffet.
Handshakes.
Instead of a... you know, you used to do
flip
this
phone.
With your...
Handshake.
Yes.
Offices.
Nobody's here anymore. This is a...
Work. Office.
Doctor visits.
Going to see a medical person.
Going to the doctor.
Yes.
Churches.
And religious.
Church.
Building.
Church.
Yes.
Andrew, is your mic on?
Is your mic on?
Wait, you really think so? I can barely hear
yeah.
you.
Is it?
Yeah, it's okay. Good.
All right, he was just off mic. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
Nice job, Andrew.
Yeah, quiet. 6 points.
Used to you being quiet.
I know.
That was really freaking me out.
The one time that I need to speak
I'm going
to
take
up.
My headphones off you, okay? Give, okay?
I'll give. Rach, let's go with number 4, DGS Rewind.
All right. DGS Rewind, the subcategory is topics from this week on the Dave Glover Show.
Ooh. Topics from this week on the show.
Oh, boy. I don't pay attention.
That's nice. Okay.
And go. Feet pics.
They were selling them on, and it's this, and it's this.
A shoe and a camera?
No. On Craigslist.
Boots?
Women were selling.
High heels. Feet
no.
pictures.
Feet yes.
pictures.
Macarena.
It's the dance that's very
Macarena.
Racist.
Yes. Thermometer.
You put it in your butt if you want to know what your temperature is.
Thermometer.
Livestock.
A horse is also known as.
Pony.
No, it's the thing that Andrew guessed.
Clydesdale, horse, big horse.
Cows,
pony,
pigs,
cows,
chickens are.
Are farm animals.
Livestock.
Livestock.
We also Woo! Had Bladder Oof. And Drew Barrymore.
Oh, man. We yeah. dicked that one real good.
That's just, my fault. Feet picks, say? Really.
Feet picks was, that
Feet
was a
picks
hard
was a
one.
Bad start.
Can I just say, I for one hope that Drew Barrymore does not back down.
Thank you. Me too.
Feet picks was a bad start. What did we get, like 2?
Hey, well,
you got 4.
You those, Tony, because I'm. Let's see. All right, Andrew, what's your pick?
Okay. How about...
Okay.
All the President's Men might be like previous cabinet members, and I'm not smart enough to...
I can't imagine.
Right.
We have proven
How about
that we
it would
don't
be so expensive to change the name?
Okay. All right, I'm taking my headphones off.
Okay, it would be so expensive to change the name.
Stuff, right?
The subcategory is St. Louis stuff.
It is St. Louis stuff.
All right, ready?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
The pageant.
It's a big place to go to see concerts. It's across the street from Blueberry Hill. It's on Del Mar.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of a pass.
Pass.
Jewel Box.
Beautiful place in Forest Park. I think you've talked about it before.
The zoo, the...
It's somewhere that you would put your necklace.
Jewel Box.
Art Museum.
It's also in Forest Park. There's a big statue outside in front of a...
St. Louis. The statue of St. Louis.
Paintings are there. It's where
Art
the
Museum.
Paintings house.
Emo's.
Art Museum.
That.
Chair, Emo's.
St. Louis Wheel.
It's the, okay.
Our chair of St. Louis.
You're the queen of St. Louis, Sue. I'm surprised
the
by you.
The chair.
I pointed, Rachel, if you didn't see, I pointed to the Emo's.
We're right back in it, Tom.
The chair.
Yeah, no
sorry, Andrew.
That's okay.
And the final clue
what
was
the venue? I couldn't think of
the pageant.
Oh, I couldn't think of the pageant.
The final clue was the Stanley Cup.
Oh, nice one. And then, we didn't get to, I couldn't think of Ferris Wheel or the wheel in time.
The wheel,
oh,
you didn't hear the wheel.
I'm guessing all the President's Men are like Manafort and people like that.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to do that. I don't. Those the clues could be tough on that one.
I'm fine with whatever.
Do you want to take Andrew's category away from him, or do you want?
Nah, let's leave it for him.
Okay, so number one is the what we're gonna do, Rach.
All right, the category is in my past life. The subcategory is Radio Shack stuff.
Oh,
you knew it! I knew it.
Oh, I love
Radio
this category
Radio Shack
already.
Stuff.
Farm animals.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right.
We're ready.
Okay. iPhone.
You have one. It's this right here.
Phone. Cell phone.
Yes.
What
type of it?
iPhone.
Yes.
Remote controlled cars.
You drive them with a little...
Remote control car. Yes.
Batteries.
You put them in something to make it work.
Batteries.
Black Friday.
The biggest shopping day of the year. After...
Black Thursday. Black Friday.
Police scanner.
If you want to hear what law enforcement is talking about, you
CD
buy
CD radio, police scanner.
Extension cord.
If you need more room to plug something in.
Extension cord.
Okay.
Ooh, you got it.
Oh, yeah, they got it. They definitely
that
got it.
That was totally
so
fair.
So you guys are all tied up. You each have 10 points.
Oh!
Tied the game.
Hey!
With the, we're all tied up. Nice. All tied up with one.
So don't tie on this one because I don't have a tiebreaker.
You better start working on one.
Okay.
Well, Andrew, I guess you got to do. It's your birthday.
Guess we got it.
If you want to.
All right.
You're a President's Man if you want it.
No, thanks. Although I don't think it's going to be as bad as we think.
All right. It's his birthday, and he'll cry if he wants to.
Thank you.
This is Andrew stuff.
Andrew stuff.
Andrew stuff. That's weird.
All right. Warming drawer.
You have it out there. You can open it up.
Yeah, a drawer. Warming drawer.
Trash car.
And you drive it.
Car.
What kind?
Corolla.
What do we call it?
Trash card.
Yes.
Skincare.
Lotion. And things we put on ourselves. It's all part of.
Skin.
I'll give it to him. Cheerios.
It's a cereal with little, they're brown.
Cheerios.
Yes.
Tiny cups.
And you like to drink out of these.
Tiny cups.
Yeah. Snagglepuss.
And you are.
Bad clue. Time's up.
I didn't know what else to say.
Snagglepuss.
I was at Tony. Tony gave me a look on skincare.
Only because we didn't get cell phone.
Yeah, but you ended up getting all six.
You're right.
It all came out in the wash.
I like that her clue for Snagglepuss is you are.
I would never.
You are.
Yeah. What was the skin one?
It was skincare. You said skin, and she said she'd give it to you, which is fine.
I think I said skincare eventually.
Except that we said cell phone, and we're forced to say iPhone.
I said originally, skincare eventually. If you listen back,
he
I
did.
Said skincare.
Okay. He did. And originally it was going to be beautiful skin because of the conversation earlier
okay,
this week, which is
fine.
Way harder.
I'm fine.
All right, so Tony and Dave are finished. So Andrew and Sue have 18 points.
We need a perfect round to win. If
yes.
we miss one, it's a tie. And if we miss two, they win. Is that
yes.
right? Okay.
Correct.
Right, and you're given.
Okay.
All right, Tony and Dave, all the President's Men, these are famous people associated with Donald Trump.
Famous people associated with Donald Trump.
Okay.
All right. Rosie O'Donnell.
He hated her. She's a lesbian.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell.
Kellyanne Conway.
She's the main spokesperson, kind of old-looking blonde. Her husband hates the president.
Kellyanne Conway.
Kanye West.
He's a rapper, and he's going to run for
Kanye.
President.
James Woods.
Pass.
Mike Pence.
Vice President.
Mike Pence.
Melania Trump.
His wife.
Melania Trump.
James Woods.
He's an actor. He's very conservative. A lot of people hate him. His last name is the same thing as the forest. That was tough.
Ooh,
James Woods.
That was hard.
Oh, wow, that's killer.
Is he associated with the president?
He's just like a very pro-Trump Twitter guy.
On Twitter. He's like all over
I
Twitter.
Think, here's my
no,
theory.
No, I know, but I didn't. Yeah.
My theory is James Woods was nowhere in her mind until she needed us to not get it. And then she's like,
No,
I wanted
Alex
you to get
Van
it.
Alex Van Halen?
That's not how it works.
I wanted you to get it because now you guys are tied.
You know what?
Ooh.
As a gift for his birthday, if it's okay with my partner.
Yes.
Since we ended in a tie, I'm willing to secede the game to these two.
No, I'm not good with that.
Pity win, that's what I do best.
I understand. One bonus point for his birthday.
I think you and Sue should arm wrestle for the win.
All right, I think we gotta. Yeah,
yep.
We gotta go. Gotta
wrap. Go.
Time's up.
Congrats on the tie, guys.
We'll take it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.